Doesn't that track just make you want to put on big old sunglasses? It does for me. Just conjures up that Mary J. of the 1990s, early 2000s. Yes. Maybe boots with the fur,
some
too.
Boots with the fur. Yes.
Yes. The whole thing, folks.
The fur jacket.
Yes. Oh, God. I saw her in concert once. It was like a highlight of my life.
Oh, I haven't. I have to.
We'll have to do that. We saw Lauryn Hill together. We'll have to do Mary J. Blige,
right.
too.
That's right.
For sure. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. We're celebrating Juneteenth Day here all across the Civic Media Radio Network on this fine program. And I got a wonderful guest helping to kick off what is an entire show's devotion to amazing Black women in leadership roles throughout Wisconsin and in all of our communities. I'm joined this hour by Milwaukee County Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson. She's a dear friend of mine and now a dear friend of yours. Thanks so much for sticking around, Marcy. We've been talking about some of the systemic challenges that are faced by Black women, and yet the incredible justice work that Black women have always engaged in. Again, the justice movements in this country would not have happened but for Black women. And I wanted to just begin by correcting a couple of statistics that I got wrong in the last segment. 106,000 Black women lost their jobs in April alone.
Wow.
But 233,000 Black women have lost their jobs in the entirety of 2025. That is the largest by proportion of any demographic group. It is shocking. Their unemployment rate jumped from 5.1% to 6.1% in just a month. Okay, this is according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. This, again, despite that, the overall economy has added upwards of 175,000 jobs. So it's like the double down effect. This is this intersections that we were talking about.
Right.
Every other demographic group, unemployment went down,
right.
Went up for Black women. Again, despite being the most highly educated demographic in the United States.
Right.
So again, specifically, and there was a segment on NPR talking to a woman like you, a Black woman who worked in the DEI sector and has had their job eliminated.
Right.
And I was told once by a mentor of mine that whenever you see economic contraction or constriction, it is always the last in, first out.
Yes.
Which, all else being equal, is Black women are always the last to get a seat at the table, though you built the table, as
right.
you like to say.
Right. Well, Maggie, but we will persist.
Yes.
We are strong. We are resilient. We are resourceful.
Yes.
And, you know, we have all these women without work. I bet we come back stronger and harder.
Hell yes. And I'll certainly be there along the way, trying to lift up and stand behind, if you know what I'm saying.
That's what I do. Yes, I know you will.
Yes. So I did want to talk to people a little bit about, like, what to do if you also want to, you know, confront these realities and say, no, we should really be doing better in this country to actually fulfill and live what our highest principles and values are. You know, one of the things that I like to talk about is there are some really basic things that would help. And again, you want to know how, quote, the middle class, as generally conceived of, is going to be doing in 2 to 3 years. Look at how Black women are doing right now. They are the canaries in the coal mines. So all of this, these policy concepts that I'm going to talk about, Marcy, I want to get your thoughts on this. These will help everyone, right? But they are system change things that are absolutely, like, they're necessary but not sufficient, right, to achieve equity. But they are, in my opinion, very essential to trying to elevate and lift up Black leadership, Black female leadership. And that the first one is universal freaking healthcare.
Yes.
I mean, absolutely. What are your thoughts from the, especially from the public education space, as you were a teacher first?
It's, you know, it's a no-brainer, and you're 100% right. A rising tide lifts all boats. And if you introduce policies and pass policy that impacts those at the bottom, yes, everyone is going to do better. Yep. And so we're talking about universal health care. Black women have some of the highest maternal death rates. I believe our death rates are 3 times that of white women.
3.4, I looked it up.
3.4 times that of white women. Reproductive health care, just basic health care. The fact that you can be healthy and whole and have a good a well-being,
yes,
does so much for a healthy community. Education. So as a public school teacher, I taught fourth grade. My students were so challenged to learn because they were coming to the classroom having experienced things like hunger, violence in their community. They didn't have access to healthy green spaces. They were sick. They had asthma. They had mental health issues. And so if we're not investing in housing, if we're not investing in healthcare, if we're not investing in education, if we're not investing in food access, if we're cutting all of those things like the Trump administration is doing, we're harming our communities and we're harming our county as a whole.
Folks, that is one of my sheroes, Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson. I appreciate you so dearly, my friend, and I hope I get to see you down on the fest grounds this evening. I'll hit you up on the text.
Please do. Please do. And have fun with the rest of the crew.
Yes. Speaking of the rest of the crew, coming up, we got Sabrina Madison, CEO of the Progress Center for Black Women, Dana Pelamon, Executive Director of the RCC Sexual Violence Resource Center, and the fabulous El Halo of Trans Consulting. Keep it locked. Happy Juneteenth Day. For me, Maggie Dawn, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.